Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Every candidate has a weakness. Some are good at speaking off the cuff, others not so much. Some are great at fundraising, while others struggle. But the two major party candidates running for governor suffer from their own distinct weaknesses. Democratic strategist Ben Tribbett says Ralph Northam's weakness is that he's really not all that well known. Now, he's been lieutenant governor for 4 years, but people still don't know much about him.
One of the things that you see in his numbers in Northern Virginia is that when you go out past the sort of insider community, there's just a lot of softness in his support, and the softness comes from people that just don't know him that well.
Republican strategist Dan Scanling says Ed Gillespie's weakness is really beyond his control, the unpopularity of the president.
Probably the biggest thing being hung around Ed's neck is the Trump administration. But where you are in the state determines how much of a weight that is. If you're downstate, that's not a problem. If you're up here in Northern Virginia, it's a potential problem.
Heading into Election Day, Northam will try to raise his profile by appearing in a series of expensive TV ads. So get ready for those. And Gillespie will try to moderate his relationship with Trump, agreeing to some things while disagreeing with others. This week, he declined to answer a question about whether he'll ask the president to campaign with him in Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.